Welcome to podcast. My name is Manik Chawla and I am the CEO of Practolytics, one-stop solution for your revenue cycle management needs. Today the topic is outsourcing the solution to challenges and complexities of revenue cycle management. There is no right answer whether the outsourcing is the only solution to the challenges and complexities of revenue cycle management. In 19 years of my experience in healthcare space, I've seen 75% of the time decision of outsourcing has worked for the practices, which helped them to scale and grow in this challenging environment. On other instances, outsourcing has not been successful at all or partially successful, and there can be different reasons. It could be not setting up the right expectations to the other team member whom the work has been outsourced, or it could be not sure what all processes can be outsourced and what all processes can be kept in-house. Outsourcing of any process can be successful if you plan and execute it well. Below listed are the key elements which will help you to execute your plans seamlessly. The most important and critical question is to ask yourself, what is the vision for your business for next 18 months, next 3 years, next 5 years and next 10 years? As that will help you to understand what you wanted to achieve in next few years. If you don't have the vision for your practice, have one in place, as that will help you to take a better decision. If your plan is to grow the business 2x or 3x, then your priority and focus should be on patient care, patient experience, and how to grow the patient volume, how to add up the new lines of ancillary business. The next one would be what all different processes you are performing in-house and what all you would like to outsource. You need to have the clarity so that you can take an informed decision for your practice. If you would like to go for hybrid model by partially outsourcing the process, you need to find the right partner to do that. The right expectation has to be set up in the terms of communication, coordination, and day-to-day basis. One of the main reasons why outsourcing fails, it is because of lack of setting up the expectation in the terms of day-to-day operations and the reporting. Who is responsible for what process, whether it's in-house and whether it's on the outsourcing part. Setting up the KRAs and review it on a monthly, weekly, and quarterly basis is very critical so that if there is any deviation, corrective action can be taken. I hope above pointers will help you to plan and execute to take the right decision in this challenging environment, where without growing and scaling the business, the survival can be difficult.